Okay, we're going to have an issue during this segment, I believe, because there is a spider swinging and finding its way and finding a lot of hilarity and messing with me while I'm on the air. Just as I was turning the microphones on, the little spider goes swinging by me like Spider-Man or something.
It's a spider.
Yeah, I know it's a spider. Dude, I don't like spiders.
If I can, I will.
But if you hear me scream like a little girl while we're doing this, you'll understand why. All right, let's jump into the entertainment news while I try to maintain my broadcast professionalism. Why start now? Steve Carell, you know who that is?
Sure, from The Office.
Yeah.
And
he is
many movies.
He is taking a bit of a different career path with his movie. In an upcoming film, he will be playing the real-life murderer John DuPont in a film called Foxcatcher. He's got a lot of interesting makeup done, a fake nose and so forth. He will, I believe it's coming out December 20th is when this film is coming out. He'll play John DuPont. He was the millionaire who became a patron of the USA Wrestling Federation.
Oh, I remember this story.
He was also schizophrenic and ended up murdering Olympic wrestler David Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo is playing Schultz, and Channing Tatum will be playing Mark Schultz, the brother.
Real uplifting movie for Christmas, coming out right before Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be buried by the Christmas blockbusters. Isn't The Hunger Games coming out like the week before Christmas?
I don't know. There's room for more than one.
Okay.
There's room for more than one. All right. Pop quiz. Put on your thinking caps. Pop quiz. Hot shot. Which of the following tweets is legitimate? Barbara Streisand tweeting, "I'm really liking Justin Bieber's acoustic CD. It's totally original." Nick Carter tweeting, "Just so you know, I don't think I'm old. Actually, once one of those One Direction boys leaves to go solo, they can call me, huh?" Sarah McLaughlin says, "The chorus of Katy Perry's Roar sure sounds like something straight out of 1998. I would know." And last, Gwen Stefani, "Every time I hear Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, it makes me," well, I can't say what it says. "It makes her throw up." Let's go that way.
So only one of these is legitimate?
Yeah, which one is legitimate? Barbara Streisand, Nick Carter, Sarah McLaughlin, or Gwen Stefani? I really should probably edit these better.
I will say Sarah McLaughlin's tweet is legitimate. The other three are not.
You want to throw in there, big man?
Barbara Streisand.
You're both wrong. It's Nick Carter saying, "Hey, if any of the guys bail out of One Direction, I'm ready to jump in there." Nick, you're...
That's pathetic.
Yeah, that's way out
of
here.
By the way, wasn't there a story yesterday that NSYNC is thinking about a reunion?
Oh, yeah, they always are.
Well, Justin Timberlake's not, but I would imagine the other guys are.
I think there's a cruise ship that would be willing to take on the other. But is it safe to drink my coffee, do you think?
Oh, for crying out loud. If NSYNC went on tour with Justin Timberlake, they would sell out. They would sell out arenas worldwide. And
I don't know about arenas.
JC,
homie.
and the rest of those guys would be loving life, actually being able to pay their bills for a while.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. I don't think they're doing bad. I'm sure that the band has got some residuals that they're doing well off of.
You think they're getting him, or the producers?
Yeah. Man? Oh no, I'm pretty sure. All right. Speaking of getting paid, who, according to TV Guide, are the highest-paid TV stars?
You're talking on just regular actors or reality stars or
all
TV hosts?
If they're on TV, there's several different categories. There's reality, drama, comedy, news.
All right, I got to believe Letterman and Leno are right up there on the list.
All right, late night. All right, let's go to the late night category. Jon Stewart is the highest-paid, $25 to $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Really? He's not on broadcast television.
Yeah, but he's monster.
Okay.
He is monster. Leno is broadcast television. He's $20 million. Letterman, $20 million. All right, Jimmy Kimmel, making $10 million. All right, let's talk about drama. All right? Drama. Who's the highest paid actor in TV in the drama category?
Mark Harmon.
Bingo, $525,000. Per episode.
You put in enough years, you get up to that level. Yeah.
Claire Danes from Homeland is $250,000. Comedy. You ready for comedy? Who's the highest paid actor in comedy per episode? This will make you ill.
See, I mean, it's harder now. It used to be Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure.
But I mean, I don't know who it would be now.
One of the guys on the Big Bang Theory?
Nope.
Comedy.
This is a case of the show now has no bearing on what it used to be. Ashton Kutcher from Two and a Half Men, $750,000 per episode, which is half of what they paid
Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm.
News, last category, news.
Diane Sawyer?
Not even in the top five.
You know, for a long time, it was Katie Couric, and she was in last among the network broadcasts.
Brian Williams.
Not in the top five.
What?
Not in the top five. This is per year now. Not in the top five. Chris Cuomo from CNN, bottom of the list, $2.5 million. Scott Pelley from CBS, $5 million. Megyn Kelly from Fox News, $6 million.
She's getting an afternoon show now.
Rachel Maddow from MSNBC is the number two spot, $7 million. And then you make a huge jump to Matt Lauer, for whatever reason, $22 to $25 million.
How could Rachel Maddow, my goodness.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
There are times that Rush Limbaugh on the radio has a larger audience than MSNBC has in prime time.
Yes. Yes. And that says a lot about what the audience of America actually wants to hear.
And eventually you reach equilibrium that the lowest rated people, again, MSNBC's ratings are in the toilet and have been for a long time.
Yep.
And eventually you say, gee, we can't have talent at the $6 million level and have 50,000 people a night tuning in. It doesn't work that way.
Melanie Griffith has finally reached the level of being that woman. You know, Melanie Griffith used to be kind of hot. She was that quirky, cute, just goofy, kind of hot.
What do you mean, that woman?
She is now going to be playing the mother of Scott Kahn's character, Danny, on Hawaii Five-0.
So she's going to start getting mother roles.
She's getting the mom roles. It's unclear how many episodes she's going to be doing, assuming she can do more than one. Carol Burnett will appear on the show as the aunt of Danny's partner, Steve McGarrett, who's played by Alex Laughlin. And this one I found really interesting. I say this for last. This is a list of, according to ultimateclassicrock.com, this is a list of album titles that got changed at the last minute. Rejected album titles for classic albums.
Okay.
And I don't think it would make any difference. It's not the album cover or the title. It's the music that's on it, right? The Beatles' album Revolver was originally called Abracadabra. Would it have mattered?
I don't think so.
Led Zeppelin's Presence was originally called Obelisk. The Pink Floyd album.
Obelisk is a bad name. No one knows exactly what an obelisk is.
Never mind. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, was called Eclipse. Nobody would have cared. Exile on Main Street from the Rolling Stones, Tropical Disease. Okay. You know what?
That probably wouldn't have sold too well.
That one I'm going to say good idea. The Who's album Tommy was originally called The Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Boy.
That might have made a difference.
That might have made a difference. Can't go with the Beastie Boys because that's just completely all blacked out. David Bowie's Young Americans was called Shilling the Rubes. That wouldn't have made it
in
over here.
In England, they would have gotten that.
Yeah, they would have gotten it over here, not so much.
An album with American-themed songs called Shilling the Rubes. In England, they're like, you're a sharp one.
The Clash, London Calling, was originally called The Last Testament. It might have flown over there. Would not have flown over here with that. Elvis Costello, Armed Forces, was called Emotional Fascism. No, that's a good change. And Smith's The Queen is Dead was originally called Margaret on the Guillotine. Yeah, I would have made it over here, not over there. So some of those, would have made a difference. Others, not so much. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Morgan Freeman's This Day in History, August 21st. On this day in 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state. Ever been to Hawaii? I have. My favorite thing to do there is snorkel. Oh, I see all sorts of wonderful creatures, like fish and more fish. Sometimes I wish I could stay below the water forever, because it's so beautiful. And also so I can bone a mermaid. Okay, have a nice Wednesday.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.